This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Welcome to the third and final installment of Fem Conversations. I am Boipelo Moketsi, and on part three, it's time to look inward and talk about issues that are exclusive to females. Now, sometimes as women, we are at war with ourselves and even worse, at war with each other. But what do we do to eradicate these issues? Join myself, Oyama, and Dumelo as we engage in this matter.
A part of me believes that, you know, it's a stage. I think it's influenced by the idea that a man will leave you for a prettier face. And, you know, a man will stay because he wants to stay. I think we should understand that instead of stay because you are keeping him to stay. It should be, if a man, you know, decides to leave because he's seen another girl, let him go, sis, you know. Life is abundant. You will find another better man, one more committed. So, honestly, I think it's a stage. I think you're still learning to trust your own beauty. You're still learning that beauty is not just on your external. It's also based by your acts and your passions and a lot of things that come from within.
It's actually crazy that even girl on girl hate now has to also stem from a man. Like, it's so annoying. It's so annoying. Like, why do we do that to ourselves? Because one thing about men, they don't even bother. They're just like, you know what? I'm not going to be about that. So I think it's just time we just be like, you know what, girl, it's okay. You don't have to like every single person or woman you come across, but I think it's okay to appreciate and respect every woman just because you're a woman yourself.
Yes.
So Yama, what are your views on that?
Now, I was going to add to what you said about, it's so annoying that it has to be about the man again, and they're just chilling. And in most instances, they're chilling because they know that at the end of the day, there's nothing like a woman bro, what type of code, but they've got bro codes, and they stick to them. It's like the most fascinating, weirdest thing. And they know that if, for instance, if I'm going to cheat on my woman, I know she's going to take me back because she's going to hate the other woman instead of hating me or punishing me in that sense. So it's like very unwritten, weird things that have been happening, that continue on happening. It's like, then how do you as a person try and change that? Like, a person needs to make that decision, the decision themselves and say, okay, cool. As a woman, if I'm saying I'm pro-woman, how am I living through that? How am I basically manifesting what I'm saying and putting it into action, right? So if you know that, okay, for example, this man comes to me and says, yo, I like you, what am I going to do as a woman? Like, and I know that they're dating. I mean, it's a different scenario when you really don't know and the men are just taking the chance knowing that, oh, she's going to take me back anyway. So I don't know, man. I don't know. It's, for me, it's on an individual sense. Like, if we can't say woman and woman hate, right? We need to say this one out there, this one doesn't like Mang Mang. And your friends say, I don't like Mang Mang. Talk to them at that specific point and be like, hey, but why? What's going on? Like, what are your internal conflicts with that person? Because that's why for me, even like the spaces that I've created, even with All Bodies Are Beautiful, it's been a point where like the movements that I'm part of, they cannot exist without women empowerment. In a sense that I can't go around preaching things that are speak of positive things, but I don't like Mang Mang, you know? So when as a person interrogate yourself, when you know, Uguti, I don't like Mang Mang, why do you not like Mang Mang? Interrogate yourself. And you'll see the debt and the darkness coming out of yourself. Yet you want to say you're pro-woman, you know?
So I like the points you made, Oyama. I like the fact that you say it's an individual thing. I also agree with you. Sometimes I feel like, you know, we need to be very careful of our words. Also with feminism, with all social movements, you know, sometimes we take words and we create something, we make a thing out of it, like girl on girl hate. I think it's also stems from movies that we watch, you know, right? Mm. Movies where young girls just hate each other. Yes, unnecessary drama.
Yeah.
I've never been that girl myself, and I know the women that I'm friends with are not such women, you know? But I do understand that sometimes when you don't like someone, maybe your intuition is telling you something. What is it? Sometimes it's not all bad. Sometimes you just don't vibe, you know? The energy is not the same, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's important to know self and respect your own boundaries as much as you respect other people's boundaries.
Ladies, the conversations we're having are just making me also open my mind up a little bit more in regards to just how accepting we must be of each other. Because I feel it's just like how, you know, they say as Africans, we need to tell our own stories, appreciate our stories, and then sell them to the world as opposed to other people coming in and telling our stories for us, because it just shows how united we can be and how we can push our own. So I think when it starts with that, with women just standing together and being like, even as something as small as your guy liking me, I'm going to tell you out of concern that you are dating a trashy man, not that I'm trying to end your relationship or that I like him.
Yes, girl. Yes.
It makes everything so much better, because then we can move as a unit. And together we can. Together we most definitely can.
And on that, what you were saying, Mugula, is that when a woman comes to me and they say, yo, you're dating a trash man, this is why I'm emphasizing the individual sense of how we're responding to this hate, inverted commas, gallant hate, is the fact that I, receiving those news from you, I shouldn't take it that, oh, look at this one, she thought me once a man, you know? Mm-hmm. It's really about how the individual takes things, how they receive them, how they interact with other women, and what they think about other women. Because then if you're going to tell me that I'm dating a trashy man, and I think of you as the traitor, then it says a lot about me, thinking that you are a bad person, or you want my man, so then you hating on another woman, you know?
Yeah. Sheesh, man. It's absolutely no need. Yes. Like, it's nice there. In that club where the girls stand together, it's nice there. Let's all.
Yeah. Very nice. Yes, and it's there.
So you, both you ladies are very big on body positivity, right? And Oyama, with you, because I follow you so actively, I know that you've been part of a whole lot of different campaigns. You started your own thing, you know. And why did you feel like it was important for women to be celebrated on that scale, women of all sizes, shapes, and colors to also be represented on such platforms, on social media, and wherever else you put out your content? Something before you get into your answer, something I forgot to mention, you're also a founder and owner of Yummy Hearts. So I definitely think this question is Hearts and Curves, sorry. And I want to know from you particularly, why was that important to you as a woman?
Okay. Generally, I'm a believer in storytelling, journey sharing, because so much of our lives are just documented in terms of, oh, look, I'm doing great. It's amazing. But people are not really talking about the processes, and the processes are where it's at, because that's where people are able to see, oh, I'm not alone, and there's someone else who looks like me, who experiences things like me, who feels like me, etc. And that moves people from dark places into a positive light. And by that I mean, for instance, if you don't like the way your legs look and you go online and you see someone who has exact same legs as you do, and they are running, and they are being the best versions of themselves, and they're winning marathons. Obviously, your immediate thought then is like, oh my word, I can do that as well. And I think that was the key when I started even Yummy Hearts and Curves. It was just a storytelling, a way to document my journey in regard to how I live as a plus-size woman, Black woman, and how I navigate my life just throughout being in this type of body. And the way it has manifested, it's obviously become way more than me, because initially it was just like just feed positivity. And it has become way more than me because I realized now that a lot of people have come in on board, and it's not just women. And the reason why it was even specifically women, because women were seeing themselves in me. But more so, it's beyond that now, because it's really about people seeing positiveness in what is normally not deemed as, oh, you're not supposed to be that happy when you look like that, or, you know, things like that. So the fact that people are even getting positive vibes and they are changing their lives to the best versions of themselves based on seeing myself and other people living their authentic lives. For me, that's just power. Like the fact that you don't even have to do anything and you are living your true self and somebody's is getting inspired from that. That for me just speaks of purpose. So yeah, that's how it started. That's how I've been moving with it. And I, from then, I then started All Bodies Are Beautiful meetups, where I was like, you know what? I want to meet with these people face to face. I want to engage with them face to face. But I made it as first woman, or everyone identifies as a woman, because obviously as women, we are always on the backside of things. That's why I'm even having this conversation as women.
Oh man, that's amazing. And to know that you inspire that kind of thought for someone to be like, you know, I'm going to embrace the fact that I've got a fupa, or that I've got thick thighs, or,
yeah,
or you know, yeah, a double chin. It's not something that's bad. It's something I should embrace. Mm-hmm. And I think people such as yourself who very openly talk about body positivity and show us all of that, it's just so amazing to see. And it also uplifts me. Whenever I see some of your posts, I'm like, yes, queen, that's amazing. So Dumelo, not to leave you out, earlier on you did also say that you grew up as a big girl. And in your bios, though, you talk about being a fitness fanatic. So I'm assuming you promote healthy curves as well, which I know you also do as well, Oyama. So you promote healthy curves. You also, are you a plus size woman? I've never really seen you before. So are you plus size? What kind of a body shape are you, since we are embracing all body shapes and sizes in this house?
Okay, so I am a proud size 40. It's taken me time to get to being comfortable with it. I've always been in these ranges, but in university, I lost some weight and became a size 36. I loved it. But, you know, I also love food. So I eat and, you know, I bounce back and my weight fluctuates. But I've learned to love myself regardless of my weight and mm-hmm. always be positive, you know, because the reason, you know, I gained weight was because I was having a negative mindset. I was just shouting at myself for eating. I was like, you're gaining weight. And that's where I went. And once I got there, I realized that, hold on to me. Maybe you're not doing things right. You know, you need to speak kinder to yourself. You need to be more gentle and accepting of yourself. And that's how you change everything. And it's not just about eating a lot and, you know, not exercising, because I exercise as well, although I'm a size 40. Can you believe it?
Yes, I most definitely can believe it.
Yeah, so I speak positively to myself. I make sure that, you know, I try to eat right. You know, I'm not always going to get these things right. And it doesn't matter. Am I able to run? Am I able to have fun? Am I able to pick myself up? You know, do the physical things, get physical. Yes, if I can do that, then I'm a healthy baby. I don't care what the scale says. I don't care what my gene size says. Mm. But I am able to do the things that, you know, God put me on this planet to do, which is talking, which is writing, which is cooking, which is cleaning, which is running and playing netball, which I love. I'm able to do that. Then I consider myself very healthy. I don't care what anyone else says.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing, ladies.
Definitely. I haven't slept in the hospital. I have no alphas. I take care of myself, you know, and that's what matters. It's not about what people say, because you can't always listen to people. People are always going to tell you, you look this way, you look that way.
Mm.
You're always going to have
something to say about something, yeah, you should define yourself over and over again. Every day, every morning, you wake up and you tell yourself that you're beautiful, that your body is amazing, that it's keeping you alive, and you're good to go. So go take on the world.
You're good to go. So go take on the world. I love that. That should be like a catchphrase or something. It's absolutely amazing. What does woman mean to you, right? Not necessarily being a woman, but just the concept of woman. Oyama, we'll start with you.
Okay. For me, it means being fragile, because I can sit here and tell you how strong I am, all the things I've done, all the accolades and all the amazing things that make me a boss babe. But quite honestly, what really makes me feel and personify as a woman is beautifully fragile.
Beautifully fragile. I absolutely love that. So, Dumelo, what does woman mean to you?
So I'm so happy that you two both touched on, you know, the fragility of a woman. We have been so strong for so long. You know, our ancestors, bless them, have been so strong, have taken the baton on without saying anything, without complaining, and ensured that, you know, the next generation is born and the legacy continues. And I'm grateful for that. And when you said woman, you know, the first thing that came to my head was flow. Woman is love. A woman is family. You know, without a woman, your legacy is non-existent. It stops with you. A woman is unity. A woman is vulnerable. A woman is earth. In terms of earth, I mean Mother Nature. Because she's moody and she fixes things even in her mood nature. And she's balanced.
That's amazing.
A very big thank you for tuning into the final part of Femme Conversations. And a special thank you to my guests, Oyama Bueta and Dumelo Gracious Ratlhogo. You ladies are absolutely amazing. I'll catch you in 2021 for season 2 of Femme Conversations. I am Vuyipelo Moketsi, signing out.